all crisis hotlines, the number one problem is volunteer burnout. Most people go to hotlines to help. And if you're there to help, then you're vulnerable to the emotional burnout. And I wasn't vulnerable to it because I went there to learn a skill. When I was working to become a hostage negotiator, I was rejected because, in point of fact, I was eminently unqualified. A woman who was running the team, and I walked up to her and said, "Hey, you know, I'm Chris Voss." She's, "Yeah, I know who you are. I want to become a hostage negotiator." And she's like, "Yeah, you and everybody else. Everybody wants to do it. Sounds easy, sounds fun, sounds sexy. Just a cool thing to be. Say you're a hostage negotiator." So she says, "I know you're a cop. Were you on the hostage negotiation team with the police department?" I'm like, "Nope." She said, "You got a degree in psychology or a related degree?" I'm like, "No." She said, "Have anything on your resume at all that would qualify for you to be a hostage negotiator?" And I'm like, "No." She says, "Well, forget it. Stop bothering me." And I say, "Well, there's got to be something I can do." And she said, "There is. Go volunteer on the crisis hotline. Now, until you've done that, stop bothering me." So I went volunteered.